Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the controversial new coins that will be introduced by the central bank tomorrow.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
The bond coins are going to be issued in denominations of 1 cent, 5 cents, 10 cents, 25 cents, and 50 cents coins. The bond coins will be at par with the US dollar, meaning that they will need to trade one for one with the US dollar, with the US cents. So when you've got 1 cent, they'll trade one for one. So they are trading par.
Chinu chati ukona utisakanaka. Nekuti kwengo yakareba vanhu vangu vachikununa kwazvo kutizvo vakatenga zvinhu kana kune change onzi oil receipt kana kuti torai masweets kana torai chakati zvinenge zvisiri mubudget ravo kana kuti mari iyoyo vangu vachazokwanisa kuishandisa kukwira makombi nezvakasiyana siyana kana kuzongoisa pamwe chete yozoita mari yakakura votenga zvinhu.
Mina ngokubona kwami mbona zati loko kuintroduswa kwamari kufike ngesikhathi esingalunganga. Ngoba thina bese sijayele ukusebenzisa amarandi. Lapho nxa sebezaqala ukusebenzisa ama-bond coins, ngithi thina izizalwane zaseZimbabwe sibona ngani lokho ikusinika omunye umthwalo. Ngoba sokuzamele sijwayele ukusetshenziswa kwama-bond coins, thina bese sijayele ukusetshenziswa kwamarandi lamapula.
Now, only worry was that, you know, if you look in terms of percentage of coins to paper money in all other economies, it's 20% plus. Now, with this 10 million, we'll still be below what normal economies have in terms of coins.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the special coins that will be introduced by the central bank.
Four new coins have been unveiled by the RBZ in denominations of 1, 5, 10, and 25 cents. The RBZ says their value will be at par with the United States cents and are only for local use.
But of course, Zimbabweans are divided about the special coins. Some economists and informal traders have warned that the new bond coins worth about $10 million are set to be launched tomorrow might face stiff resistance from Zimbabweans who are skeptical about the government's motives. Some Zimbabweans are saying maybe the government wants to reintroduce the Zimbabwean dollar through the back door, but the Minister of Finance and the Central Bank Chief have consistently shot down suggestions that they will reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar anytime soon, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yes, talking of food.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitaura nezvema special coins mangwana ndopaninga kupinda muvanhu handiti. Asi vamwe vari kuti havasi kuada, vamwe vachiti vari kuada, vamwe vachiti hurumende yakuda kuti inge ichidzora Zim dollar. Nekudaro vakawanda vari kuti vanozosangana nematambudziko avakambosangana nawo makore aya kuma 2000 tichidzoka kuma 2008 tichidzoka kumashure pasati pauya hurumende mubatanidzwa vachiti mari iyo inenge isina zvainoreva. asi tichitakataura wesu ne gurukota rinona nezveupfumi va Patrick Chinamasa tikataurawo ne na governor we RBZ va John Mangujika vakataura
yeah.
Hakuna kudzorwa kuchaitwa Zim Dollar vanhu varingotaurawo havo makuwa Harare Rumor City ndo mataura vari kuita kuti aiwa hapana zvakadaro hurumende inongodzora chete Zim Dollar kana zvinhu zvagadzikana kwete iko zvino Gibbs
kunjaro kela kobulawa yasuka eHarare kodo vakuruma ngako ebulawayo sebe lebizo lama lemali le bathi ngamazuda yakumbula mazuda akudala lana imali yokuthi ngawayiwisi ngakhali so kungani kunjalo ke blessing so sizwile ke ukuthi labo abathengisa impahla etshiyeneyo yokuthiwa ngama informal traders bathi kuzabazi ukuthi bayisebenzise bahambe khona ngale abanye bangkhona babonana leziphatha amandla zebhanga le-RBZ lapha bafika batshelwa khona blessing ukuthi nxa umuntu engafuna ukuyisebenzisa imali leyi kulakho ukuthi angayisebenzisi kodwa baya-encourage abantu ukuthi bayisebenziseleyo mali sobuye sokubuya njalo ke ukuthi imali leyo nangwayo iyabe ingama cent esizwile ukuthi idindwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ngemali engafika i 10 million dollars kodwa lokho kusadingakala phela ukuthi benengi siyabona ukuthi lutshwane kakhulu kumele bedinge futhi i 50 cents ukuthi bekhona layo okwamanje zulu kandaba okabe kukhona kuyabe kule 1 cent kule 5 cents bese kuyi 10 cents le 25 cents so imali leyo kuthiwa ke ngama special bond coins so yabe ngani yahambelana isisindo sayo le United States dollar ukuthi ukuthi nxa le dollar le states le dollar leli lama special coins kuyahambelana ukuthi kuyadlelana nje kodwa lapho inkinga ekhona nxa ulayo imali leyo ungeke wathenga ngayo eBotswana ungeke wathenga ngayo eZambia ungeke wathenga ngayo eSouth Africa kumbe ilizwe lonke ilizwe nje amazwe angacabanga ungeke wakwenza lokho so ke sizwile njalo ke iRetailers Association of Zimbabwe ithi thina silakho ukuyisebenzisa lapha sikhuluma ngabo Ospa sikhuluma ke ngabo Woolworths sikhuluma indawo ezinjalo abaqondisi bangkhona bathi ya sizayisebenzisa thina kodwa amanye osoma business bathi aso mali lokho ibakhumbuza ama balance check yabo
Of course, the reason for the government to introduce these special coins is because consumers themselves, according to the government, were complaining that the retailers were not giving them a change because Zimbabwe is now using the Zim dollar and other foreign currencies because the Zimbabwe dollar had lost its value and the government around 2009 was forced to introduce the use of the US dollar and other foreign currencies. But the problem has always remained that of change, forcing some retailers to give consumers change in the form of sweets and other tokens. But now that the coins have been introduced, people are still complaining, Gibbs. We also have several messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. What do you have on Facebook?
Now on Facebook, there are very interesting messages that I have here, Blessing. We've got one from Tishawana who writes, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe should not confuse people who told them that we are struggling for change. We've got a lot of change. Then we've got Austin Ngobe who just writes, kiki, 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 asaz matot. So he's laughing, you know, literally. Then I've got Vincent who says, change problem after 6 years using foreign currency, question mark nka there. Then we've got other people like Chamnora Nyoni who says, oh yes, everyone will be a millionaire again. Come Zimbabwe.
We have also messages on WhatsApp. First we have Peter who says, even if they introduce the so-called bond coins, nothing will change economically until the leadership in government changes. Jabulani says, Mari inogona kubatsira kana vanhu vakafundiswa nezvayo. Asi dambudziko riripo vazhinji kumamisha havana ruzivo rwemari iyi. Rimwe dambudziko rinogona kusangana nemari iyi kusatambirwa neveruzhinji nekuti haisi mari inosevenzeswa kune dzimwe nyika. Zebed says it is dangerous to try and estimate or comment on the decisions being implemented by the current government as nobody trusts the country maybe by any chance or I mean he's saying that people don't generally trust the government and as of now it's a matter of applying a wait and see method simply because the current government representatives are difficult to trust. It's a delicate issue. In fact, it's too early to make any sound comments. And I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Gilbert Mponda. He's an entrepreneur and a well-known business person. Mr. Mponda, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure for having me on your program.
Thank you. And we also have our second guest, that is Mr. Bulisani Ncube, a Bulawayo-based businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And of course, today we are talking business.
Yes, talking business with business people, right? So we'll start with you, Mr. Mponda. Tell us about your opinion about these coins.
Okay, this is a good idea. They're a noble idea. You know, the intention is good, but you don't know the consequences of what will happen. Because what has happened is that these coins are supposedly backed by US dollar cash somewhere, you know, and are supposed to solve the change problem that we've been having in the country. But what we've seen is people have already managed to get away around some of these challenges, such that we come to the market now, it's not a priority for the people, because Zimbabwe generally don't value coins. It has been a problem for a while, but I think the Reserve Bank or whoever took too long to address the problem. That now people don't really look at it as an important issue, and they would rather be focusing on bigger issues to address the macroeconomic conditions in the country, like how can you attract more investors, how can you attract, you know, more cash from diaspora, and things like that. So it's a good move, but a bit late, and it's not going to change much.
Mr. Ncube, what is your take? What we are hearing from people is that, you know, maybe the government wants to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar. But let me say, we have interviewed Minister Chinamasa on several occasions, and we have also interviewed the central bank chief, Mr. Dr. Mangujiga, who has said that, no, it's not true. The government has no plans to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar anytime soon. But of course, the rumors are continuing. What is your take, Mr. Ncube?
You see, the problem with Zimbabweans is that there is a lot of misinformation, and which is informed by ignorance, which is very dangerous. In this particular instance, what is actually informing people is there is a lot of misinformation, which is a lot of incorrect information, which is related to the kind of suspicion. I want to agree with them. Basically, some of this is a product of mistrust of the authorities because of their past behavior. But the truth of the matter is that the introduction of the coin, as it stands now, is a noble idea. I want also to agree, probably, to say it came too late. And probably if people had taken an opportunity as well to check whether this has happened elsewhere, they will find out that it has been done in recent years by two or so other countries who have similar challenges like ourselves. Therefore, I think basically what people should be doing is that they should be accepting it as a temporary solution. But in my honest opinion, going forward, I thought the Reserve Bank should be pushing for us to go the monetary unit route rather than the continuing with the multi-currency as it stands now. Because the multi-currency as it stands would not solve our problem. In short, the multi-currency will realize that our economy is dollarized. And trying to dollarize as it is, you cannot produce only overvalued US dollar as it stands and be in a position to be competitive and grow this economy. This economy will never, ever grow as long as you are using the US dollar. It was okay to stabilize the economy after the hyperinflation. But going forward, my opinion is that we will never, ever grow it, especially if we take into account the fact that our US dollar is overrated priced. And if you are producing US dollars, and trying to compete with our neighboring countries, South Africa and Botswana, and the rest of the guys who are neighboring countries. Goods and services produced in Zimbabwe tend to be very, very expensive and uncompetitive. In that way, it would be very difficult. So my take is that it's a good idea, which came too late, which unfortunately, due to a lot of misinformation, people are so suspicious about it, but it's going to solve a lot of problems. In fact, consumers would tend to benefit, especially if you then go to Bulawayo. I know the lawyers would say, no, we don't have a problem with change because we are using rand coins. But there is a serious problem because if you have got a change of 1 cent, you are given 1 rand. Mm-hmm. 1 rand is less than 1 cent. Mm-hmm. What it means, the consumer is losing. And that people have not really interrogated those things around. And as a result, this is why they are tend to talk of misinformation, and there's the reintroduction of US dollar, and they are of the opinion that they are going to reject it. They think businesses are going to reject it, and all like, which in actual fact is not going to happen in this instance.
Mm. So, in short, you are saying that you have no problems with the government reintroducing the Zimbabwe dollar?
No. Mm-hmm. Let's get it right. Mm-hmm. I'm not very sure. I'm not an authority in this area. But I'm not very sure. You guys, you use cents or quarter dollars, whatever you call them there. Mm-hmm. I'm aware these have never been used anywhere outside the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because of that, you then find people failing to price a product below a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The result is that a product which was supposed to be less than a dollar, you are forced to make it a dollar because there is no value less than a dollar in this economy, and you are making it expensive.
Mm-hmm.
People have tried to say, you talk of a dollar for two, dollar for three, in trying to solve the problem, to address the problem of that we don't have a value less than a dollar. So all what the government is trying to do is not saying we are doing away with the dollar, we're not reintroducing the dollar, but we are coming up with a coin which will be able to solve the price of figures less than a dollar. And in the process, the hope is that people are then going to be able to price at least a dollar. Probably that's the reason why we have got a bread which goes for a dollar in this country, which is very expensive. And that's basically the idea. Look, what you should be accepting is that money is nothing. I know people will tell you there is gold covered somewhere. Money is nothing. All what is money is that people have accepted this piece of paper as a medium of exchange.
Mm-hmm.
All what we are saying is that if people could change their minds and say these coins are basically a means of trying to solve the denomination and the non-availability of denominations less than a dollar. Finish and clear. And they shall be only circulating in Zimbabwe, no more than that. When you then want to transact outside Zimbabwe, you continue to transact in US dollars. And once we accept that, we've got no problem. I know somebody was even asking me to say, what if I have got 30,000 of those coins, and 30,000 worth of those dollars worth of those coins, which is impossible. Where would you get them to be in coins in that manner?
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible.
Thank you, Mr. Ngumi. Let's just quickly take one or two callers. Gibbs, would you?
This is Lomnumzana Umaxen Lapa Ose Botswana. Baba Maxen, how are you? Baba Maxen, Gunjan. Yeah, Maxen, Mouses or Konapo Ubambe. What's a Kuruma? I will produce a Scottish Gunjan.
Regatine Unamkoma Belmont, Magadi.
Tiripo magadiyo.
Tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemakoin nai.
Ya, pfungwa dzangu panyaya yemakoin nai, guy.
Uh-huh.
Munoona problem ye muZimbabwe ka.
Uh-huh.
The powers that be in Zimbabwe. Avadi kuona ba vanhu vakagara zvakanaka ba.
Uh-huh.
Right. Introduction ye US dollar.
Uh-huh.
Yakanga yakauya ka in an informal way before the unity government andidika.
Mm-hmm.
ichishandiswa ichishandiswa then ndobva vaona kuti zvinoita then ichibva yeadoktwa officially muna 2009 handitika right then ndobva yaita kuti zvinhu zvistabilize vanhu vakwanisi kutransacta vachinyatsokwanisa kutenga this and that then yakauraya informal trading yanga yakuitwa yekuti vanhu vangu vakudhinda mari handitika right then vaona manje kutika havachakwanisa kudhinda mari and there's no any other unscrupulous means dzekuita make money and becoming a millionaire overnight lakunza introduction ichi yema special coins okay fine okay in earnest kuri kuti macoins iwayoka aundwa ka in the right way zviri authentic and zvino acceptwa globally because vari kuti they arenga ari pane US dollar ka because the US dollar ka is accepted globally right that ningirikere is that special coin karungo kuti nenge ichingoshanda ku Zimbabwe chete handiti when you cross the borders I just shand right maona saka now why didn't they negotiate ne vari dzivi US dollar kuni macoins ne South African rand South African rand ine macoins ine macents right then kwakushandisa but vakona kuti if they do that havakwanisi kuzodhindaka nekuprinta mari whatever it can be and they won't be able to become millionaires overnight maconsumers vangu vatojairira kuti no ndikapinda even if ndikanzi hapana change ndikapuwa sweet kana kuti ndikanyorwa ka receipt then I'll come back which was far much better than what is going to happen I tell you, just to keep a close watch, in less than 6 months from now, muchoona zvinenge zvaita inflation. And they're going to witness a lot of overnight billionaires, right? Rega indipezere rekukupa a very good practical example. Ini ndinofarira ma practical examples. Right. Pane ma products anogadzirwa muZimbabwe. Handirika? Achitengeswa abroad. Right. On business basis. There is a product iri kugadzirwa kuZimbabwe iri kutengeswa kunyika kwandiri kuno I don't want to say the country by name I did right that product if you go in Zimbabwe that product is being sold for $3.65, $3.70 at times $4 kunoku ukauya kunoku that product unoitenga ne $2.20 so can you imagine kuti that product ya produced ku Zimbabwe ya travel all the way across my borders and they are selling that product at a profit lighter costing zvese zvinodikwa voitengesa ne $2.20 ukadzokera kumba ka ichi produce kwa some 50 meters away yotengeswa ne $3
Aiwa mkoma Belmont tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Adidika. Tinotenda une kuti daidza.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Of course Belmont is one of the skeptics. He's saying that if they introduce these coins you know soon they will introduce the Zim dollar and Zimbabwe will have the same problems that it was having years ago before 2009
he's talking about Pierce checks yes yes is okay umnumzana Maxen ambona zanise connect ngwane umnumzana Maxen kunjani
too scared of what happened with the same dollar still memories are still fresh so what we need to do is we need to stick with the US dollar until the memories are gone until we've cleared all the perceptions that are there about a locally managed currency. Because a currency is only about faith in the issuer of the currency. People have got faith in the US dollar because you have got faith in the United States government that it has got power to back the currency up. If you issue a currency that you do not have power in terms of productivity to back up, that currency is going to lose value continuously, which is what happened to the Zim dollar. So what we need right now as a country, we need to start production. And we need to clear our arrears that we owe the international community, the IMF, World Bank, and people like that. We need to negotiate and reschedule those debts so that we start to perform and we can start to borrow and get fresh capital coming into the country. This idea of getting other currencies as it is, it's very difficult. Once you have dollarized, you cannot just remove the dollar. It's just like a wedding with your wife. When you get married, you are happy, it's easy to get together. But when it's a divorce, you have to go through the courts and be fighting and this and that. That's the same thing with the dollarization. Once you have it, it's working and people love it. Even if you come with any other fun ideas, people will reject the idea. So what we need is to move back to the basics of an economy. An economy needs to be producing something. If you're not producing anything that is wanted, therefore you cannot have a currency. So what we need is to stick to the basics. The previous speaker mentioned about the banning and this and that. He is right, because what has happened is that people have seen some of these easy ways to make money and things like that. People are generally scared. And they've seen that US dollar can carry your value. You click today, you know tomorrow you have it. Mm-hmm. So as a country, and the Reserve Bank should generally stop these ideas of looking as if they are trying to pull a quick one on the people. It's not like they are trying to pull it, but it's information, as you say. If you are going to rely on speculation, even though the Reserve Bank has come out various ways, they need to do more, but you can't do it overnight because people went through very painful experiences. Mm-hmm. So the Reserve Bank is running the risk that people are going to perceive that they want to start banning again, even though they've got good intentions. So what they need to do is to stick to US dollar and to work on the fundamentals of the economy. If we're not producing tobacco the way we used to, or maize the way we used to, we're importing maize, we're importing milk, we're importing water, we're importing basic things. That means we're not producing much here. And that is going to put the US dollar pressure even here. So what we need is an economy. We need to start production. Those are the basics that we need to address. Coming on to the issue of the diaspora, the country needs to do more to engage the diaspora, because the country is not getting enough cash coming from any other source. But the diaspora, the Zimbabweans who were born here but are based overseas now, these are people who know the country. These are people who frequently come to the country. And these are people who can be investors. Yes, these are people who can come as tourists and can bring money. So the government is a bit more serious. Rather than just pay lip service to them, they need to engage them practically. Uh-huh. And bring these people on and sell a vision of Zimbabwe as a successful country, rather than this thing about running around about currency.
Mr. Ngube, is that Mr. Mponda?
Mponda speaking, yes.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We just want to quickly take a
yes, lo mnumzana ke uMaxen sekhona ecingweni lapha ke incingo sihlangene emoyeni lapha. Baba Maxen, uyangizwa?
Ukuzwa baba.
Yey, dala sizama ukuthola khona lapha. So ungathini ngemali yamatshe le?
Imali yamatshe le iyasibisela emuva. Ukuthi ukuthi uthandile bile mehlele. Ngenxa yokuthi imali kayinavalo, ikusasa kuphela kodwa ayinancedo.
Aha.
Uyathola kahle?
Ye, kodwa wena ubusuzweni ngakho uzweni, bakutshele bathini ngemali le?
Ngemali le hlobo sami angeke zwani utho kahle, kodwa uma ngisizabe kukhuluma i-temporary nje 2 to 3 days time, iyayivesile zivalo sewile. Akula mali eZimbabwe, akula. Alibale basekela nje, sihlupheke nje uma sivele sihlupheka. Ye.
Kodwa akusoze kuncede inxa sigangela itshintshi lapho?
Akuncedi lutho. Itshintshi, utsho ukuthi khona wena nxa ungathi uphethe ikhabe, ukuthi likhona mana ngitshintshe nejodo, kuyahamba?
Hayi, kungeke wahamba baba.
Right. Yikho phela kwafana ukuzimali kwabo loko lokubuya lokho, nokuthi kubala amesej ukuthi nje kutona umntana ukuthi umntana ophathisa uwithi ukuvula iphepha phela kule lithi esiphakathi. Akula lutho imali liyabasokuyenza, abayekele injalo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Maxen khona ngapho ke eBotswana. Ungathinela kusasa uphenduke phela, ungasibalekeli. Ye, kunjani eFrancis Town kodwa?
Hayi,
ya uboni ke sibongile kakhulu mnumzana. Thank you very much. Uboni ke Mthembu, sibongile baba.
Of course, Mr. Ncube and Mr.
Hayi, sizakuthinta baba. Yes, sizakuthinta kakhulu. Thank you.
Mr. Ncube and Mr. Mponda, please do stay on the line. And also Mkoma Stanley, Ramba Emburi Parunari, our radio listeners. Unfortunately, we have to end it here, but we are streaming live. So you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.